Set. Okay, this is the Face the Issues podcast, part of Social Voice. We have with us here four different students who are going to tell us a little bit about what they researched. What was your topic, ladies?
Chicano Park.
Chicano Park. That was in stereo, too. Check that out. Two people answer at the same time. Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
I'm Mike.
My name's Diane.
I'm Brenda.
What do you guys find out about Chicano Park?
That it was that a lot of people made it from their Chicano.
Okay, which means what?
That it was kind of like a civil rights kind of thing. Well, I mean, it wasn't a huge movement, but they wanted safety and a place where all of their kids could hang out, well, play and stuff. And after a long time, the government gave them like the crappiest place under a huge bridge, and they made it like really super beautiful.
What were some things they did to that freeway overpass to make it more of a beautiful place to be?
Murals.
Okay, what else?
Grass.
Yeah. They grew grass. It's okay, you can talk. You're part of the podcast too. In fact, Cyan will eventually talk too. Why would that be important to the community that they have a place like that?
So they didn't have to worry about, like...
So, worry about what?
About their safety.
Yeah.
Okay. They needed to feel like they had a safe place. When you guys think about the current issues going on right now, think about the Maryvale area. Are there a lot of parks around here?
Not really.
No? Kind of? So... You're kind of mixed on this. What do you think, Antonisa? Are there a lot of parks?
Well, there's not a lot of parks, but there's some. I live next to a park.
Okay, so there's a decent amount of parks, and the parks feel pretty safe for the most part, right?
But not all of them.
Some
are
pretty.
No, okay, not all of them? What could be done to make the park into a location that changes the neighborhoods and makes it beautiful? And I mean, any lessons in terms of the current parks that you could gain from looking at Chicano Park?
Get grandmas with rifles.
Yes. Grandmas with guns. We'll start an organization called Grandmas with Guns. Put AK-47s. That's actually kind of scary to me because, like, my grandma has Parkinson's, and so she shakes a bunch. The last thing I want is someone with a shaky hand to have, their hand on the trigger. But on a more serious level, I mean, is there something that could be done to make the parks more beautiful and make them into a place that... becomes a hub for a civil rights movement?
I think community service with children our age.
Okay, so it would begin with community service. Anything else?
Murals and stuff like they did. Maybe this time with like graffiti, but like not actually tagging, but like a graffiti.
So kind of a graffiti style, like an urban style. Something that resembles the community and allows some of the, I guess, urban artists to be able to do their craft without getting in trouble for it, right?
Yeah.
How about in terms of is the grass pretty green and well taken care of and everything at the parks, or could that be fixed?
Yeah.
So it all depends. What do you think determines that?
The water.
The water. So it's all about whether or not they have water?
The type of people that live near there.
Okay. How would having a nice place and a park, I mean, it just seems like, well, that's cute. It was a nice little park. You painted some murals. How would that empower an entire community, though, to fight for their civil rights?
Because then they won't see that other people are fighting for it, too, and that we're trying to make the world, our community, a better place, and they might want to make it a better place as well.
Do you guys feel like in your neighborhoods right now there's a tight sense of community that draws everybody together?
Mm-hmm.
No? You guys are all shaking your head no. Why is that?
We're just not. As a community, like, I don't know all of my neighbors.
I feel like in my own neighborhood it's split. It's on our street it's a pretty tight community, and during the daytime people are together and they're united. But at nighttime it's like people lock their doors, things are shut. And people are a little nervous, especially because there's a lot more police helicopters flying over, and for some reason that kind of makes everybody scared. Did you guys ever experience anything like that in your neighborhoods?
Yeah.
You guys are laughing. Every single night we have police helicopters flying over our neighborhood.
I live right next to a police station.
So it's pretty obvious. Does that make you feel safer or less safe?
No.
Neither?
Sometimes I have bad dreams of like crazy guys and I have to like try running to the police station, but they came from the police station.
Oh, interesting. I don't know how to segue from that. In the bottom line, when you guys think about what are the biggest lessons we can draw from looking at Chicano Park?
That people can make a big difference if they really set their mind to it.
Okay, and what were some of the things they did to make a difference?
They reunited a lot of people together by making a park that was safer for everyone.
Okay. And they painted murals, they shared supplies, they all got together. Do you think that your community needs something, a big project like that, that would unite people and get everybody together? You're shaking your head yes, Cyan. Do you want to explain why? Because the person listening to this, they can't see your head shaking.
Because if we do that, it makes our community like more reunited and stuff.
Okay. What type of a big project would you want the community to get behind?
Those one centers,
like a youth center.
Yeah.
So something that's bigger than just like a dinky little park, something that's kind of a community center with pool tables and.
There's one downtown and at the YMCA. It's like really cool.
Yeah, and so something like that. Again, basketball courts, that kind of stuff. Why couldn't this? I'm just gonna ask a question. Why can't a school be something like that?
Because the schools don't trust
students. They don't trust the communities and they don't trust the students. Because it just seems kind of strange that we have a massive basketball court, a gymnasium, and it's open like, what, an hour before school and then that's it? I mean, why isn't our gymnasium open for the community after school and in the evenings and on the weekends? And why don't we have the opportunities to paint murals on campus and make the school a bridge into the community? Wouldn't that make a little bit of sense?
Yeah.
Although, I guess they like to paint over murals, so go figure. I'm not bitter at all about that. Yes, I am. All right, any other thoughts about Chicano Park?
It was really cool.
anything that you got in terms of when you looked at some of the pictures of it, of the murals?
It was really cool.
You would never think that something made by Chicanos would be so nice and...
Something nice and beautiful. Why is it so? Do you think people treat it better because it came from the neighborhood and from themselves as opposed to being handed to them?
Yeah.
It kind of seems like if you fight for something, you'll take better care of it than if it's handed to you, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the lessons to look at, too.
I think that's why it's like even more pretty and stuff.
Because they don't take it for granted. They actually care a lot for it.
Yeah.
Because it came from someone that they never thought that could have equal rights, just
like
weird.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. Well, you guys have done a wonderful job. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on Chicano Park and what you learned about it. This is the Face the Issues podcast, part of Social Voice. Thank you to whoever you are who is listening to us. Do you guys want to say thank you?
You rock.
That's my phrase. You rock. All right. Bye-bye.